Good morning, Symphony. We'll be finishing out Ephesians chapter 4 today with verses 25 to 32, and I shall read that for us. Ephesians 4, 25 to 32. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him do labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Amen. All right, so like a lot of Paul's writings, this passage starts off with this really important word, and that is the word, therefore. Our pastors at Symphony often like to allude to a common saying when it comes to studying scripture, which is that whenever you see a therefore, you should wonder what it's there for, or something like that. And in our passage today, this therefore is really key to understanding the paradigm that Paul is illustrating here. After all, the majority of our passage is about working toward changing our sinful ways and seeking to do good things instead. And if we just take this excerpt at face value, then all it is behavior modification. But as our brother Kevin Sin walked through with us yesterday in the passage prior, Paul exhorts the Ephesians to grow in this way because they have been transformed by Christ. Paul is saying, hey, if you know the truth of Jesus, then you have a new life in him. And therefore, because you have this new life, you are to put off your old self and put on the new self. Therefore, because Christ is redeeming you and bringing you to put on the new, you can do all these things. You can speak truth. You can build up with good words and give grace to those who hear them. You can put away bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander and malice, and instead be kind, tender-hearted, and forgive one another just as God forgave you. The truth that Paul is getting at is that we aren't trying to change in order to be transformed. We change because we are already transformed. We put on the new self and we set our minds to grow in holiness and sanctification because of what's already been done for us in Christ. Because of the way he has made for us to be rid of sin, we can overcome our old selves. Paul illustrates this with a really simple but really powerful word. He says, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor and do honest work with his own hands so that he can actually share with those in need. This reminds the Ephesians, and this reminds us today, that the new life that we have in Christ is a radically transformed one. That Jesus' grace has the power to fundamentally transform our hearts from the inside out. You know, for as long as man was sinful, it's been told, once a thief, always a thief. The one who steals will always steal. It's in their blood. It's who they are. But Paul is suggesting that the thief who puts on the new self will actually not be able only just to do honest work, but actually to do it so that he can give away what he earns to others, the complete opposite of his old self. A real world example, the name George Foreman probably rings a bell for a lot of you, probably because of the grill. But actually, George Foreman was one of the greatest boxers that the world has ever known. And not only was George Foreman just an all-time great, he was one of the most fearsome and frightening men to put on the gloves. For context, he was the first guy to ever beat Joe Frazier. And Joe Frazier was the first guy to ever beat the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali. George Foreman was 6'4", 220 pounds of muscle, and would cave in punching bags regularly because of how strong his punches were. He was a modern Goliath. But he didn't hold on to that winning position forever. He would go on to lose a couple humiliating defeats in his career. And after a particular loss against opponent Jimmy Young, Foreman lost consciousness in his dressing room and came to encounter Christ. He recounts that he felt a fear of death and a desperation for a savior in that locker room that he never felt before. And when he tried to bargain with God and say that he would be more charitable and donate money to the poor and do more good things, he heard God tell him, "I don't want your money. I want you." George Foreman then felt Jesus come alive in him, and ever since that day, George Foreman became a believer. He went from being a stoic, quiet, daunting figure to a jolly, loud, joyful man. His boxing career brought him up out of his rough childhood into riches and fame, but the new George Foreman quietly laid down the crowds and the cash to become the preacher of a small 50-person church back at his home in Texas, where he still preaches today. George Foreman is an example of how Jesus can transform any and every heart. He's just one of the many examples. I think often for us, there's a small voice in the back of our minds when we approach what the Bible says about growing in holiness, and it tries to convince us that it's not possible. Whenever we consider how we can follow the scriptures and putting on the new self, that voice tells us, you can't do it. You're too sinful. You've been caught in these old ways for too long. You'll never really be able to measure up. But that's not the truth that Jesus gave us. We don't have to be confident in our ability to rise to meet the challenge that Paul sets for us in today's passage. We just have to be confident in Christ and be secure in the new life that he gave us. For all the friends and classmates and coworkers and strangers that we'll have opportunities to share a little bit of Christ's love with today, we don't have to be confident that they're the type to be open to receiving him. We just have to be confident in Christ and trust that the same grace that he shows us, he wants to show them as well. Today, let's continue to put off the old self and put on the new self, to lay down our bad habits and sin patterns and take up good habits and rhythms of grace and love. Not because we're good people or because we figured it all out, but by the power of Christ that is in you and in me. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for this word. We're thankful for the many ways that the Bible teaches us to take off the old self and to put on the new self. Lord, I pray that as we go about today in our lives, as we continue to be refined by the Bible, I pray that we're always remembering that it's not so that we can become better people or so that we can be superior. It's because of the love and the transformation that you've shown us. This new life that you've opened our eyes to, a life that would never have been possible if it wasn't for the work of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we thank you and we pray that Christ is at the center of every one of our hearts today. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.